It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
On today's Smart 7, tensions continue in the Middle East, Rishi faces a nicotine rebellion, and much more. It's Wednesday, 17th of April. It's National Banana Day, and happy birthday, Victoria Beckham.
The Smart 7. It's news,
but not the news.
Tensions in the Middle East continue to simmer as Iran and Israel both issued threats and warnings in the wake of the weekend's aerial assault by Tehran. Iran's Chargé d'Affaires in London warned that if Israel made another mistake by attacking Iran, there would be a swift and severe response. Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says that Israel is still considering what the appropriate response should be.
We will respond the way that we will choose at the time that we will choose. We don't just have defensive capabilities, we're proven. We have offensive capabilities. We will know what to do and when to do and how to do.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak spoke to Israeli PM Netanyahu on Tuesday evening and reiterated his call for calm and for an increase in aid for those in Gaza. Victim and Safeguarding Minister Laura Farris was on Sky News on Tuesday, ruling out naming the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist group. She says the focus is still on lowering the temperature in the region.
The effort within the Foreign Office and the MOD is on working closely with our G7 partners and with the State of Israel, and indeed through direct channels to Tehran, to try and take the heat out of this so that cool heads prevail.
One of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's theoretically uncontroversial pieces of proposed legislation is the incremental smoking ban. It sees the age at which people can buy cigarettes gradually increase to create generations who will never legally be able to buy a cigarette, and is modelled on a New Zealand proposal. The long-term health benefits are clear, and one of those making the case for the bill on Tuesday was Chief Medical Officer for England, Sir Chris Whitty, who appeared on BBC Breakfast to call for cross-party support for the bill.
Leaving aside the health damage, which is extraordinary, the economic damage, which is substantial. The thing I want people to think about really is the fact that people are trapped in smoking at a very young age. And once they become addicted, their choice is taken away.
Unusually, the first stage of the bill was an open vote with no party whips, and it passed on Tuesday night, but over 100 Tory MPs abstained and 57 voted against the Prime Minister's plan. Apparently, banning smoking is not a Conservative idea and has attracted criticism from health icons like Boris Johnson. Liz Truss was equally keen to be heard, worrying that the next step could be sugar allowances or a limit on how many drinks one might have.
We should absolutely protect children while they are developing decision-making capabilities. But if we're a free country, we shouldn't be telling people not to smoke.
The Safety of Rwanda Bill heads back to the Commons on Wednesday, with more amendments added by the House of Lords. The proposed changes offer more protection for claimants and try to bring the bill into line with UK law, but it's likely the amendments will be rejected in the Commons and the bill will ping-pong back to the Lords one more time. The Home Office still expects it to become law by the end of the week, although they say flights won't take off for several weeks after that. Chair of the Labour Party, Annalisa Dodds, says even if the government does manage to force the bill through, the scheme remains ridiculously expensive and ineffective.
It would actually be cheaper for government to take every single one of the small number of people to Paris and put them up in the Paris Ritz for 4 years than the cost of this Rwanda scheme. It's unworkable and it's not a serious plan.
There's been a boom recently for British politicians keen to find a platform for their right-wing views. Nigel Farage was quick to buddy up with Donald Trump, and Liz Truss has been stumbling along the same path, looking to woo Fox News with hard right views. Suella Braverman is another one, dismissed as Home Secretary. She's since been busy attacking Rishi Sunak and criticising him from the sidelines over the Rwanda bill. Nigel and Suella were both speaking at a far-right National Conservatism conference on Tuesday in Brussels, an event which was also due to be addressed by Hungarian autocrat Viktor Orban. However, the mayor of Brussels cancelled the event and sent police to wrap it up early because of concerns for public security. That drew criticism from both the Belgian PM and Rishi Sunak, and of course, predictably, Nigel and Suella were both outraged.
It's a real shame that the thought police, instructed by the mayor of Brussels, saw fit to try and undermine and denigrate what is free speech and free debate.
Still to come on today's Smart 7, PSG and Dortmund head to the semi-finals, and Jimmy Carr takes us back to his childhood right after this.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome back.
Tuesday night saw the first of this week's Champions League quarter-final second legs. PSG overturned Barcelona's first leg advantage after an early red card for the Spanish side, with the French team winning 6-4 on aggregate. The other match had Dortmund at home to Atletico Madrid, with the Germans a goal down from the first leg, but they won 4-2 on the night and go through 5-4 winners. All eyes are on Manchester City and Arsenal, who play on Wednesday night. Both sides drew their first legs and have work to do to get to the semi-finals. Arsenal face Bayern striker Harry Kane, who says his new side know they'll have to work hard to put the Gunners away.
Yeah, it's a time to raise our game. It's a time for, you know, me and the players who have been in big situations, pressure situations, to step up and be counted. And like I said, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. It's going to be quarter-final Champions League night, so there's a lot of expectation.
Jimmy Carr is a busy man. He's just dropped his latest Netflix special, Natural Born Killer, and he's also hitting the road on a massive tour that's due to run until the end of 2025. Not only that, he's doing two gigs a night in some areas. He's been warding off any attempts to cancel him and says his jokes are like magnets. They attract some people and repel others. He also told Chris Evans a bizarre story about the origin of his own weird laugh.
My mother had narcolepsy, and she had, and it often goes with it, she had a narcoleptic laugh. So my mother would physically collapse when she laughed. So our thing when we were kids was, if she was driving, if you could say something genuinely funny enough and then have to grab the steering wheel, and it was just fun.
J.K. Simmons is one of those actors you've seen in literally hundreds of movies. He's famously intense. He played the music instructor in the dramatic Whiplash, which won him a Best Supporting Actor Oscar and a Golden Globe. He was also Spider-Man's boss at the Daily Bugle and has been a recurring star on Oz and Law and Order. But his new movie sees him go much darker as he plays a psycho hunting down a troubled teen deep in the woods. It's called You Can't Run Forever, and it drops on May 17th.
Does this man look familiar to you?
Still no word on Miranda?
It's not safe to go into the woods.
He's armed and dangerous.
We're organizing their search party.
Where is she?
Calm down, Jenny. She's not alone.
She's just a little girl.
Well, she's about to be a dead little girl.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.